Mr. Josephson, you ready to proceed with the resolution?
Yeah, this is not as smooth as I would like it to be, because I was not involved in the drafting of the documents.
And we know when you do it, they are smooth.
Well, it's smooth but incorrect, perhaps. I would like everybody to take a look at these color maps as I explain a little bit of problems that I had.
Well, Mr. Josephson, since you have problems, would it be wise to defer this another time?
Or? I think there's been a fair amount of pressure brought to bear on behalf of the Virginia Port Authority to get this on the agenda today and get this project moving. And I think the concerns that I have are relatively minor and can be dealt with orally. But if you all choose, after you hear what I have to say, not to agree, then that's up to you. Okay, this is the deed of easement authorized by special act of assembly, 2008, chapter 734. The easement area is east of Craney Island, and it's the area green crosshatching on the map. It's encompassed by the numbers 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. A large portion of that had been baler grounds, and the act of assembly removed them from the baler grounds. And to the extent that there may be a slight sliver in there that was not baler grounds, that's irrelevant because they never were baler grounds, so they don't need to worry about that. My concerns are, first of all, this is not the map that was referred to in the act of assembly. The attorney who was drafting this was uncomfortable with the map that was referred to in the act of assembly. However, the revision that was dated September 21st, 2009 is accurate as far as the coordinates of the easement, so I have no problem with that. In the deed of easement itself, we don't typically presume that the Attorney General and the Governor is going to approve this, so we leave blank the date of the deed of the easement. So the first correction that I would suggest is that we cross out on page 1 of the deed, 14th day of September 2009. That would just be a blank, as is the usual practice in our conveyance approval. The deed refers to this map, which is mislabeled in the deed language. This is simply a clerical matter, and if you look on page 3, point out about to see 8 lines. Revised date is incorrect. It says September 15th. What you would be approving if you approve the deed would be a change to September 21st, which you can see is the date on the map. The map was revised by Craney Island Design Partners, which I understand includes Moffitt and Nickel, which did the original plat. And I would suggest that we indicate that it was revised by them, which includes Moffitt and Nickel, and that we list the correct title. In here is Craney Island Eastward Expansion Bottomlands, comma, within Baylor Survey. If you look at the top of the map, it says Craney Island Eastward Expansion Bottomlands, and then it says Expanded Dredge Material Management Area, Former Public Oyster Grounds. So I would suggest that those be included in here as opposed to the incorrect title presently listed. We would fill in the blank on the bottom of page 3 and indicate that if you approve your by resolution today, we would fill in the 22nd day of September, which we typically do before we submit to the submit these things to the Attorney General and the Governor. And then we would not include the bottom indication on page 4 of the document title in the computer files. We would simply delete that. We don't usually include that. That would be the deed that you would approve. With respect to the resolution, I'd just point out that we would probably, well, we would, again, delete the date. Date is September 22nd, 2009. The Act of Assembly refers to this property as being within the city of Portsmouth. The attorney who has done this, and much more qualified on real estate matters than I am. He's a real estate lawyer in the Office of the Attorney General, and he has been doing this for years. I just get into these things occasionally when they have to do with these conveyances from the Marine Resources. But he indicates, he did the research, and he found out that part of this is not only within the city of Portsmouth, but it's also within the city of Norfolk. So we included that in the resolution. That would just be a clarification on your part. He does indicate the correct title in the resolution of this redesign and who did the redesign. That's at the bottom of the second page of the resolution. Said right-of-way being shown on a plat or map prepared by Craney Island Design Partners, which includes Moffitt and Naval Engineers, dated August 27, 2007, revised September 21, 2009. On the next page of the resolution, again, we would delete dated September 22, 2000. Well, no, that would be all right. That's today, and that's your approval of the resolution. What we would delete, we don't typically include the record of vote on the bottom for or against and who voted for it and who voted against it. My recommendation that is, from a legal standpoint, if you go forward with these two documents, and by the way, this map is Exhibit C. Exhibit A and B are the two acts of assembly referred to, and they're accurately reflected in these deeds. Exhibit D would simply be the resolution itself. From a legal standpoint, none of the things that I've said are substantively fatal to your approval of the deeds and your adoption of the resolution. What you don't have is a smooth copy in front of you of what you would actually be approving.
Howard, for the record, what we'd be approving is what you have basically described to us.
Yes.
Matters
and we would make those changes before we submit it to the Attorney General and the Governor.
Matters before the Commission. Mr. Holland?
I move that we adopt the amended resolution as just stated in the amended deed for approval.
Second to the motion. Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? Mr. Fox.
The description on page 2 of the property, it says it's in the city of Portsmouth. We need to add that it's also in the city of Norfolk.
I wouldn't, no. In a resolution, that's fine, it's there. In a deed, I prefer not to change the language that's contained in the Act of Assembly.
Okay.
And I don't know that
legally, it doesn't make that much difference because jurisdictionally, we're conveying an easement over property we own, regardless of whether it's in Portsmouth or Norfolk.
Okay.
Further questions? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, Carl, for that work that you did very promptly and, of course, very confidently. I do believe that concludes the habitat portion of the agenda. We will be in recess. It's now 10 minutes to 12. What's the pleasure of the commission as far as recess is concerned? We will reconvene at 12:30.